the case against Julian Assange.
It could take months for him to see the inside of a U.S. courtroom.
New Pentagon transgender rules.
We are not a detriment to this nation's military.
A university and its past.
Georgetown students are setting a precedent.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. A legal struggle that could take months has just started to unfold with yesterday's arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. CBS's Imtiaz Tiab in London says his supporters haven't abandoned him.
Dozens of Assange allies took to the streets to protest his arrest in his native Australia.
Free the truth, free Assange!
Don't shoot the messenger!
A reminder that he's seen by some as a journalist who campaigns for the truth. But that's not how others see him. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo calls Assange a narcissist and describes WikiLeaks as a hostile non-state intelligence service with ties to Russia. Assange faces up to 12 months in jail for a bail offense. It's now up to a British court to decide whether he'll be extradited to the U.S.
And that's where he's charged with conspiring with Chelsea Manning to hack into a Pentagon computer to gain access to secrets. President Trump's reaction to the Assange arrest was muted.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
A sharp departure from the campaign when WikiLeaks was publishing Democratic emails.
WikiLeaks! I love WikiLeaks!
In 2016, Mr. Trump called WikiLeaks a treasure trove. The question over what to do with asylum seekers at the southern border is said to have had the White House thinking about places that are home to President Trump's political opponents. Live to CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The plan floated last year would have had Immigration and Customs Enforcement busing new arrivals to so-called sanctuary cities, where local officials refused to enforce the immigration laws. The idea, first reported by the Washington Post, was raised in November and immediately sparked concerns among lawyers and other officials at ICE. It was revived in February while the president feuded with Democrats over funding for a border wall. Ultimately, the matter was dropped, and the White House insists to CBS News that this proposal was just a suggestion that was floated and then rejected. Steve?
The Trump administration's new restrictions on transgender Americans in the military has just taken effect.
The Pentagon insists this is not an outright ban, but it would prohibit anyone who has transitioned or requires hormone treatment from enlisting. Those already serving would be exempt. President Trump has argued this is to protect military readiness. This transgender service member insists it's not necessary.
We provide the same level of skill, commitment, and dedication that any other service member provides.
The Pentagon estimates that 9,000 people who identify as transgender are already serving in the military. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, The Pentagon.
Well, now to South Dakota. CBS's Adriana Diaz is there covering the spring blizzard that walloped several states in the nation's midsection.
With several interstates shut down, more than 100 truck drivers were stranded at this rest stop.
So you're sleeping in your truck?
Yes, I am. Yep.
And the blizzard is impacting far more than traffic.
Back home, we're usually farming out in the field, and down here they're farming too, but it's going to be, now with all this extra snow, it's going to be a month yet.
Farmers here in cattle country are scrambling to keep their livestock alive.
When you get 10, 12 inches or more on the ground, it's just tough to work and make sure they're all right.
Well, the students of today at Georgetown University might pay for the school's sins of the past. In a non-binding vote, students have voted in favor of a proposed fund to benefit the descendants of slaves. It would impose a $27.20 fee per semester per student. Georgetown sold slaves in 1838 to pay debts.
Georgetown students just need to recognize how much other people have sacrificed in order for them to be where they are.
The supporters outpaced opponents by nearly 2-1.
I don't believe we should morally impose our values on other students.
A Florida prep school administrator is set to plead guilty today in the college admissions scandal. Prosecutors say Mark Riddell took exams for students or replaced their answers with his and was paid $10,000 a test. Results are in on the most extensive test done on some of the effects of space travel on the human body. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Steve, the long-term study shows no medical showstoppers for long-duration space flight, but there are many questions after scientists monitored astronaut twins Scott and Mark Kelly during and after Scott's year-long flight. For example, there were changes in the protective ends of chromosomes that may be linked to genetic-related diseases. They got longer in space, but reverted to normal length after landing. Other functions also changed in space, but reversed themselves after Kelly returned to Earth. Steve?
In our look at the nation's schools, this morning we go to Sacramento. CBS's Nikki Batiste says there was a one-day strike yesterday over what teachers say are broken promises.
I've been teaching for 12 years.
Raising three boys on her own in costly California is a daily struggle for teacher Victoria Carr.
I'd like to have a house for my kids. And I don't see that anytime soon.
Nationwide, the average teacher salary has decreased by 4% in the past decade when accounting for inflation.
Enough is enough.
18 months ago, the Sacramento School District struck a deal and avoided a strike by giving their teachers a raise. But this strike is solely about the students. The teachers say the district did not hold up the rest of that deal, which included smaller classroom sizes, more nurses and psychologists, and after-school programs. This is the starting pay for Sacramento teachers remains at $44,000 a year.
What's your salary?
My salary is $295,000 a year.
Are you willing to take a pay cut?
At this point, everything is on the table.
Superintendent Jorge Aguilar says the district faces a $35 million deficit.
We're obviously working feverishly to figure out if there's any other places where we can create more efficiencies.
Jesse Ryan is the school board's president.
We have to look at how we're investing as a state, how we're investing as a country.
And teachers like Victoria join an all-too-familiar scene.
What do you say to all the teachers across the country that are in a similar situation?
It's worth it. Our kids are worth it. Your kids are worth it. You just have to keep pushing.
Nikki Batiste, CBS News, Sacramento, California.
Turns out a snub may have been the best thing that ever happened to a song that's now a smash.
Gonna take my horse through the old town road.
A week after it dropped, Lil Nas X's country rap remix with Billy Ray Cyrus is the number one song in the country. Before the achy breaky heart singer added his voice to the tune, Old Town Road was spurned by country music stations and dropped from Billboard's country chart for not being country enough. Cries of racism went up, Cyrus joined in, and as the New York Times points out, the song quickly became a cross-cultural kumbaya. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Two of the eight telescopes that formed the first picture of a deep space black hole are in Hawaii. So the now ubiquitous image has been given a Hawaiian name, Pauahi, which means adorned, fathomless, dark creation. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.